Hi, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Candidate Training, here with the second in our series on finding your voice. The interesting thing to me about voice, one of the interesting things, is that we often think of voice the way you're hearing my voice, just one voice, one sound wave, one kind of sound. And yet, that's not really when voice is at its best. Because if you were a singer with a marvelous, marvelous voice, you would want to sing with other musicians, maybe with musicians playing instruments, maybe with other singers. And there would be this kind of glory and completion that came from the way your voice moved with and within and around other voices. When we think about finding our voice in conversation, we rarely talk about the way our voice becomes part of a music created by all of the voices in the conversation. And some of those voices may not even be physically present, because sometimes we talk about other people's ideas, about writing, about things we've seen, and those voices are present in our minds, and they shape the way our voice expresses us, reaches out, both to the people that are in the room with us and the people that are around us. So that every conversation is really like a wonderfully complex piece of music. And I think one of the best ways to learn more about how to use your voice is to listen to music. Listen to a quartet, whether it's a rock band or hip-hop group, or a jazz group improvising, or a classical quartet. Four is a good number, though. You can kind of keep in your head four voices, even if you're not very musical. And as you listen to this quartet, just imagine playing one of the instruments, the one that you can recognize if you're not musical. If you are musical, you already went to the one that you wish you could play. And as you listen to this music, listen as though you were playing that instrument. And as that musician, you were making your own music, but also, most importantly, listening to the music as it forms around you, as other players offer something to you, make a suggestion, slip underneath to give you support, alter your rhythm or your key. And as you listen, as if you were that one musician, practice moving your attention so that you can hear the part you are playing and you can also hear the whole piece as it is played. And then you can actually, if you get really good, listen the way that musician listens to the individuals playing the other instruments. And in only about 5 or 7 minutes of a piece of music, you can start being amazed by how much processing goes on in the back of your mind, so that you can hear individual musicians and hear a piece of music, so that the musicians playing can create and respond all at the same time, so that they can be part of something like a conversation. And take that sense, and it won't be a critical evaluation, it should be an appreciation, a sense that goes into your emotions, into your body, into the way you carry yourself into a conversation, and go into your next conversation so that your voice slips in and through the conversation, sometimes nudging, sometimes supporting, sometimes changing the tempo or changing the pitch of the conversation. And notice what's different. What's different in the conversation? Because your voice is a wonderfully responsive instrument. I'm Linda Ferguson, NLP Canada Training. Come back, there will be more episodes in this series on finding your voice.